This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Yes, this is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. And to show you that we are on top of things, Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, to bring us into the fold with the top 10 items this week. As decided by the researchers at Talkers Magazine, the people on the list as well. I can tell by you're breathing heavily. You're ready to go. You want to get at this.
You could actually hear my breathing?
I could.
Oh, gosh. I got to.
Yes. It's okay. I'm glad you know that you're breathing. But you're still breathing.
Yeah, actually, that's a good thing. Okay.
Yes, it's a good thing. Yes.
Well, here are our survey items for you. At number 10, severe California weather. And be happy that you're not there today. At number 9, Americans killed in Mexico. Are you heading to California? Bring your umbrella.
They're
bring your shoes. And
I did the last time I was there. It poured. I think I told you this. Never in the 30 years I've been going to California, I never, ever experienced 3 days like I did the last time I was there. It didn't rain. It poured for 3 days. No stop.
Yeah. Were you in L.A.?
L.A. I was in L.A. Yep.
You know, the theme is that California drivers freak out when it rains, let alone snows. That,
yes.
You know, a rainstorm.
They do, and they did.
And so it must be crazy there on the roads.
Yep. It sure is.
All right. At number 9, we have the Americans that were killed in Mexico. At number 8, we have a tie between education and wokeness. At number 7, we have the proposed TikTok ban. At number 6, we have the 24 presidential race, which is off and running. At number 5, we have the Biden budget proposal. Number 4, COVID lab leak theory. Number 3, the economy and Fed policy. At number 2, Fox News and the January 6th video. And number 1, we have U.S.-China-Russia relations. And the people survey, Mitch McConnell's at 10, 9 is Merrick Garland, 8 is Ron DeSantis, number 7 is Donald Trump and Nikki Haley, number 6 is Jerome Powell, Fauci's at 5, at number 4, Tucker Carlson and Kevin McCarthy share that berth, at number 3, Vladimir Putin and Vladimir Zelensky, number 2, King Gang and Xi Jinping, and number 1, Joe Biden. And there you go. Another
almost in the same breath, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Leaders of one country, leaders of another country. All right. So let us discuss the Tucker Carlson thing from the point of view of someone who is doing talk. Talkers does not just focus on radio, even though most of what's there is about radio hosts, but you also have a lot of news in Talkers about what's going on the News Talk television channels. Mm-hmm. And certainly Tucker Carlson has been at the top of that list as far as people are concerned. He's at number 4 this week. And then the whole business about January 6th, that's number 2. Fox News being sued by the election, the company that makes the
Dominion
election, the voting machines, Dominion. And so they're in the spotlight. Instead of reporting the news, they are the news. So how distracting or distressing is that for you? Think that Rupert Murdoch likes being the focus of all this attention for this reason?
No, I don't think he likes it at all, but he sure does handle it with a degree of calm and matter-of-factness, doesn't he?
Yeah. So what about, we have our friends that are Fox folks. Sean Hannity certainly is very visible at all of the talk radio conventions that Talkers presents. And you have a couple of others that have been, I think Brett has been very visible the last, 4 or 5 years anyway.
Brett.
Brett. I mean,
Brian?
Brian, thank you. Okay. Yeah. So, how do you think these guys are dealing with all the focus on Tucker Carlson and the, is it embarrassing, I guess, would be, if I were able to have a conversation with Sean, I'd ask him whether he was embarrassed. Maybe more, Brian is
embarrassed,
probably more accessible.
Embarrassed by Tucker Carlson?
Yeah.
I think they're happy that Tucker Carlson is getting most of the attention.
And it's right not now. Them?
And it's not them. Yeah, yeah. That's the kind of. I don't think that. First of all, I don't think they're jealous of him. Although there are plenty of jealousies at Fox News, but that goes on at any network. The amount of, or any radio station, the amount of jealousies and behind the scenes resentments and backstabbing is kind of mythic. I have often referred to radio stations and. Television networks as cesspools of malignant egos.
Ooh, that's great. What a great phrase. Cesspools of malignant egos.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's not to knock the business. It's just the dark side of the business. You know, it's how they make the sausage. You're dealing with personalities, outspoken people. I guess the same thing goes on in locker rooms with sports teams. And the people on your own team are probably, in many ways, your main competitors. So it's a complicated psychological situation. I think that... Fox is under the spotlight of scrutiny. A lot of it they brought on themselves. But there's always been a tenuous relationship between the people on the air and the people that are their most ardent fans.
How do you mean? You want to dig into that a little bit more?
Well, I mean, first of all, you super serve the biggest fans so that they're happy. That's called protecting the core. And sometimes the core wants something that isn't quite, right. That isn't true. That's bad. It could be bad music on a music station. It could be it could be in a restaurant. The people that are eating there want the worst thing on the menu, And sometimes the chefs get angry. You have to have it this way. It's a relationship between the people that provide a product and the people that consume the product, and. In our interactive age, there's very little barrier now between the fan base and the people performing. Even Jeopardy every day, there's all kinds of buzz on the internet.
Right. I know. It's funny.
About what happened the day before and who the host is and what they said and all that. So when it comes to news and important political stuff, the stakes are higher. And it just got out of control. But I think everybody in the news talk business, whether it's radio or television, before they go condemning our friends at Fox News, who are obviously embarrassed and perhaps guilty of being journalistically unethical, they have to look.
They're
at
all
themselves.
Guilty of that. The New York Times is certainly guilty.
Right. Exactly.
Good
exactly.
Yeah.
This goes on.
Yeah.
It's just a matter to what degree and what the consequences of those actions are.
Yeah. All right. Let's. I'm going to bounce around a little bit. Sometimes we go by the list. Sometimes we bounce around a little bit. I'm looking. Yeah, we do sometimes. Mm-hmm. Number nine this week. That situation in Mexico, and I think. It's worth maybe more time than the number nine slot gives it because of the ancillary discussions that come out of a conversation like this. So Americans are killed, and Lindsey Nelson says we should send American troops into Mexico. Meanwhile, the border is open, and nobody seems to be doing anything about that. That's a political football and also a talk radio football, to be sure, as well it ought to be. So here are these. This was so blatant, the idea that a couple of four Americans can go over the border to get something, some health care, cheaper in Mexico, and two of them get killed for their trouble, and the cartel then apologizes. What a drama. This is a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But
well, first of all, people can get killed anywhere. You know that. I mean,
that's right. Yeah.
There's a lot here. Why do Americans have to go to Mexico to get decent health care? I mean,
right.
That's a whole issue that emerged out of this. in terms of the borders being open, they're not really open, they're just porous, and need to be. We need to be reformed in that regard. But this whole cartel thing, I mean, there's certain laws about, you know, the American military can't go into other countries as a police force. So that would create all kinds of legalistic havoc. But the problem with Mexico and with their organized crime is indeed a serious international problem, and we have to come to grips with it.
Well, come to grips with it, it requires coming to grips with it. Excuse me, it requires leadership. And when you look around at many of these things that are on the charts this week, we see, at least my observation is, that we see a lack of leadership across the board. The economy, the COVID lab leak, the budget proposal. Good God, $6.8 trillion, including $886 billion for the military, for the Pentagon budget, for the defense budget. You know how much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse is exemplified, demonstrated annually by the Government Accounting Office looking at how the Pentagon wastes your tax dollar? Hundreds of billions of dollars. And these people have the gall to put forth a budget that is that size without acknowledging how to fix the problem. Just keep spending. Keep borrowing. Keep spending. Which is, for me, the worst form of government.
Well, we have problems with both parties. We have problems with incompetence across the board, corruption, in terms of leadership. But also the conversation we had a moment ago in terms of journalism. It's not being covered properly. The media is part of the political weaponization and polarization going on. We're too busy arguing with each other over petty garbage.
Nonsense,
And distractions. It's become a circus. And it's all clowns. There are no adults in the room. And this is a real problem. I mean, we have people in the Congress that at one time you and I would consider to be crazy callers.
Yeah.
Right?
They're now congressmen.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. We continue. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen on the air as usual this weekend.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th Gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
The
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are among friends. 23 after the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm looking at the charts and I'm thinking about how much they changed from week to week. This is the week of March 6th to the 10th. And the things that have been, for example, the business about Fox News, that was around, but it seems to have come to a head. Along with the business with Pete Buttigieg, and I never pronounce his name, but him being a part of who's running for president, you know, the 24 presidential race is number 6. And there were lists this week of Democrats that seemed to be all over the place. Who's going to run? And where are they from, and do you know their names, and that sort of stuff. And I have to tell you, the only, other than, you know, the obvious Kamala Harris, who wouldn't get 3 votes if she ran for president, Pete's on the list, and the governor of Michigan is on the list, and Klobuchar is on the list. A lot of the same names, but a couple of people I didn't even recognize. And that was true on the Republican side last week when we were talking about this, Michael, who would run. The ex-governor of Virginia, I think, whose name I don't even remember, made a big deal out of saying something that nobody was thinking. I'm not running. I'm not running. Okay, so who are you? You know, that kind of stuff.
Well, right now it looks like it's going to be Biden, Trump, too. That's what it looks like. I think that I think it's totally unpredictable.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, but it appears that way. It appears that Biden is actually serious about running.
And his wife doesn't want him to run, though. That's the other side. That's the wild card. It looks like it might be her that makes the decision. What do you think? If you were running for something, would you want your wife to be comfortable with it?
Of course.
I don't care what she thinks.
Some people don't care. Some people don't.
Well, I know, and that always
you think Donald Trump gives a damn what his wife thinks about whether he runs for president?
Does he have a wife? Are they still?
Is she? Yeah.
Where is she? What is his life like? You know, what the heck is going on?
His daughter this week said she wouldn't campaign for him, which I thought was very interesting.
That tells you something.
It does tell you something.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, he's playing to a smaller and smaller pace.
Yeah,
he's suffering from that daily dance of affirmation that I talk about all the time.
I don't think you'll make it through the primaries. I just don't. Anyway, you were saying, excuse me.
You really think that in the primaries he'll be beaten by one of the other contenders?
Yep. I think that what happens is that there's so much now. Here's the latest this week is the. Of course, the New York Times loved all of this. Is the New York Attorney General going to indict him on criminal charges of paying off, what's his face, the lawyer? What is that? It's a paper crime. It isn't like he went out and shot somebody. But there's such a big deal. Are people going to think twice about voting for somebody like that? That's what the news media wants you to do. They want to think twice about voting for Trump. Maybe it'll make his supporters even that much more entrenched. But I think, really and truly, I feel that there is, among even my listeners to the Monday through Friday program, when we don't talk about this sort of thing very much. When we do, and you hear from social media and get a few phone calls here and there, they are not as supportive of Trump. In general, I would say in the main. And I don't think that's wishful thinking on my part. I just think that's the sense of what's going on. We've got to look for somebody new, somebody different, who's around, who can carry the mantle, who's not in his late 70s. You know, that's kind of the way it is with Biden as well, I think. All right, Michael and Doug will continue with a focus on wokeism as we have the second half hour of the countdown yet to go.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit OmahaSteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. After doing away with term limits 5 years ago, Chinese President Xi Jinping has been re-elected for a third term this morning.
About 3,000 members of China's National People's Congress voted unanimously Friday to re-elect Xi for another five-year term. There was no other candidate, and the vote was over in 15 minutes. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Investors sold off shares of SVB Financial Group and a bunch of U.S. banks after the tech-focused lender said it lost nearly $2 billion in assets following larger-than-expected decline in deposits. America's financial freefall saw the four biggest U.S. banks lose $52 billion in market value just yesterday. Northern and Central California is hit by another powerful atmospheric river storm as the National Weather Service warns of copious amounts of heavy snow in the mountains and potential flooding from significant rainfall across the state. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Right now, time for another roller coaster ride here, another half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here, Doug Steffen is here, and you're here as we discuss the issues of the day, the top 10 items, the people list, et cetera, et cetera. And as sort of a general overview, rather than being specific, when I look at many of these things that are on the story list, especially the things that require attention, our relationship with China requires attention. The January 6th incident requires attention. The economy requires attention. What happened in Ohio requires attention. Everything there requires attention. And I was thinking, as we all talk, and whether it's on the air or among our friends and colleagues, when you look at all of the nonsense that has come out. And I'll use the train situation. We had another train derailment late in the week, so there have been way too many of these train derailments. If you look at the pictures, by the way, from the derailment, it looks like the track on the right side of the train just, like, sort of fell over and went over, and the cars just toppled over when the rail links fell. So you got to wonder, okay, with all this talk about infrastructure and Mayor Pete going around, you know, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Where were these people when it came to solid explanations for what happened in Ohio? That's where it started up. You know, there's really nobody knows whether there's a cleanup actually going on or not. And the guy from the railroad says, yeah, we're cleaning up as fast as possible. But all these ceremonial visits, Joe Biden goes there, Pete Buttigieg goes there, a lot of officials go there. But what
are they doing?
Trump went there, yeah, exactly. And they all
went to the scene of the problem, though. I think he just made a speech.
But they yield zero results. Nothing comes of it. It's all bunkum, which is what we deal in.
Well, I mean, what are they supposed to do?
They're supposed to say, we're going to do this starting tomorrow, and here is, we're going to fix the rail, we're going to fix the trains, we're going to fix the roads, we're going to fix them right. We have so much money in the budget. Look at this $6.8 trillion budget. And how much is in there for roads? But you know why the roads don't ever get fixed? Because the unions control what's done in these areas. And because the unions want to keep their workers moving and working, they do a substandard job of fixing the bridges, fixing the roads, and that's why they're always in disrepair. Always, always, always. Travel around the country from now on as the weather improves. And you see how quickly you can get through, whether it's local traffic that's fouled up because of work being done in the infrastructure department or the interstate system. There's always a slowdown because they're always fixing the stuff they just fixed.
Yeah, you know, you can't plan on a trip being X number of hours anymore. You know, a road trip, you know, 7 hours from here to there, 6 hours. Mm-hmm. You know, usually it was pretty reliable. Now, the odds are you're going to be in several traffic jams that'll tie you up for several hours longer than you planned on. And it's very frustrating for people who have to travel, especially for a living. It's frustrating for anybody who wants to travel. There are no safe, easy options anymore. Trains have their problems. Airplanes have their problems. Driving has its problems. And now that we're coming out of the pandemic era and it's changed the sociology of business and what it means to stay home, what it means to work from home, we have people delivering stuff to us on a level we've never had before. We have meetings with people around the country technologically that we couldn't do before. People don't want to travel anymore. And even though there are long lines and there are people out there who brave it, especially on holidays, I find more and more people are opting to stay home. What do you think?
Really? I don't know that I've observed it. You're giving me something to think about because I haven't really thought about this. I travel a lot.
I know.
Especially this time of year. And I don't find it, I haven't found it this year to be, there have been times, you're right, when it has been very difficult to travel. I have not found it that way this year. I've had like a couple of airport connections the last couple of days, and they were somewhat delayed by weather events for 20 minutes or so. It wasn't that a real big deal?
Are you lucky?
Well, I think. But then to go back to what we were saying about all of the BS talk and talk is cheap, when it came to some of these near misses at various airports around the country,
right?
What are they doing about that? Do you know, Michael? I'm sure you do, but I'll share this because maybe some people listening have not are not aware of this, especially in light of this outrageous budget that's been proposed. The amount of money that was in the airport trust fund, the Social Security trust fund, the highway trust fund. Do you know there's not a penny in any one of these? We pay in every year to these funds. And because the people in Congress raid the funds to use the money for other things, there's no money. So now that's why people talk about Social Security running out of money. You and I are getting our Social Security checks based on what's being paid into the system now, not what we paid into it as we went through our working years. And that's the case. There's not one penny in the airport trust fund. So, you know, when you hear pilots complaining about how the FAA superstructure is so behind and that they worry when there are near misses, as there have been the last couple of months, what's anybody doing about it? They're not even talking about it. Never mind action. They're not even acknowledging. They're not even talking. They just, people will forget about it. And thus what you just said a few minutes ago about traveling problems, they exist everywhere. And just because everything is so big, so complicated, so expensive, what do? We throw our hands up in the air.
Yeah, so, we throw our hands up in the air collectively. It's very unwieldy running this country. It's a load. It's not a simple matter.
Yep. You know. All right, let's talk about the Chinese. The number one issue this week on the story list is our relationship with China. I thought it was pretty telling, and this is a pretty good example of how you can go in different directions with a topic that's well crafted by the words you use in the story presentation. So the Oscars, as we speak this weekend, Oscars will be presented, and there are a lot of people, as we got to the end of the week, who are signing a petition to remove a Chinese actor named Donnie Yen as a presenter because of his connection to the Chinese government and the Chinese government's connection, as we find this week, and yet another talker's, number four talker's story, the COVID lab leak and what people are doing. I don't say this to crow, but I was the first person and the only person in the country who went out on a limb the first week and said this is a creation of the Chinese government in a laboratory and let out on purpose. And guess what? Everybody's saying, oh, do you believe this? Look what happened. This is the real story, like 3 years later. And so this guy has gotten himself, I don't know, that much. I think I probably recognize him if I saw him. Do you know who this guy is, Donnie Yen?
No.
He's like Jackie Chan, I think. Martial arts movie guy.
No, I don't. Yeah. And as much as I am on top of most topics, I'm terribly out of it when it comes to the Oscars and movies.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about it then.
No, we can talk about it. I'm just simply saying I'm not up on today's cinema.
Well, because the stuff that gets the awards nobody sees.
that's the irony of it.
Yeah.
And you know, there's so many, because of changing technology and changing means of distribution, goes back to that home thing we're talking about, staying home. People don't go to the movies anymore. Going to the movies was like playing miniature golf or going bowling or going to the mall. Or there were certain traditions in American life that were just part of what you did. And going to the movies, everybody went to the movies. You know,
love
Friday
it.
Night, Saturday night, people went to the drive-in. It was part of what you did. And there were a limited number of movies in the theaters at any given time. And they were big productions and they had big stars. So when Oscars came around, everybody had a horse in the race. Everybody saw most of the movies and knew who the people were. It doesn't exist anymore. Now with all of the television, and what's television, so many of the finest pieces of cinema are being made now for what we used to call television. Streaming services. Paramount Plus, Netflix, I can go on and on. Are these movies? Are these TV shows? The Oscars, the Emmys, the only thing that's still true to itself is the Tonys. You know, it's actual live theater.
Grammys are not much of, right.
Yeah, you know, I mean, what's an album? What's a record? These are all tracks that are being sold by download on streaming services. People don't go to record stores anymore and buy an album or buy a physical record. Not that I'm saying we should go back to that, but it's wreaked havoc on our way of categorizing these things and following them in a cogent way. It's very chaotic.
It is. All right, speaking of chaos, the number eight issue has to do with a reflection on our educational system and what is what's politically correct or woke, if you will. I was looking at all of the various things on the woke agenda, not just education, what's supposed to be going on in the schools and stuff, but what's going on with people being hired in banks. Or I use that because of my little, I have a bank in the town where I live that I've been going to since I was 6 years old, and I don't recognize anybody who's in there anymore. There's all people. And they're having a hard time finding people, and the problem with people that can speak English, and people are disgusted with me because I'm calling that to the attention of those. Can we find somebody that can help us that isn't going to require standing in line for a half an hour to explain what we're trying to get done because they don't understand, they can't get trained well enough, or they don't understand the language enough. You know, I'm completely incorrect because I asked that question. And then you look at some of the other things that are going on. It's not woke to talk about the highway system or the unions the way that I did. The critical race theory stuff that's going on. The military. I was talking to a fellow on the plane who just got out of the service. He said, I took early retirement because I can't stand what's going on socially in the service anymore. Everything's got to be politically correct. Mm-hmm. So, you know, where does it all go?
Well, that's going on in the academic world. I mean, people that work in universities and colleges complain bitterly, privately, about how restrained and restricted they are with the obsession for diversity and political correctness. Look, you know, diversity and not hurting people's feelings and being fair are not bad ideas, but when you turn when you turn that remedy into something that's, you know, restrictive and oppressive, that's no answer. So, wokeism is the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yes. I look at the war on fossil fuel and the contrived demand for electric cars. And what that's doing, the intentions are good. We need to clean up the atmosphere. Right. But this isn't going to do it. It's not even close to being able to do it. But yet, you're looked upon askance if you drive a car that gets 12 miles to a gallon. You're the problem. Right? No, I'm not. I'm not the problem at all. But but you want to try to convince me that I am? That's up to you. So, you know, it's that kind of stuff. And anyway, we're dealing with it, and we've done a nice job, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, we've cleared up all the problems of the world, and I feel now that we can hold our heads high.
Right. 48 past the hour.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th Gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
O'Reilly. Don't risk getting stranded with a bad battery. Let the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts test your battery for free. If it needs to be replaced, get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate with purchase of select SuperStart batteries. For power, performance, and reliability, choose SuperStart batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Sounds frenetic. I guess the movie was. Beetlejuice was pretty frenetic, wasn't it, Chucker?
What's that mean, Doug?
Frenetic means busy.
Let me Google.
Noisy. I don't know. Lots of connotations to frenetic. Fast and furious would be. The Fast and Furious movies would be frenetic. It's constant action. So here, as I listen to this music, it's constant music, constant upbeat. All right, does that make sense?
A little.
Okay.
I wouldn't call it.
So why?
Well, here's a, let me. There's a lot to talk about here. It's hard. First of all, I saw Beetlejuice in a movie theater back in 1998, 10 times. First time I saw it, because I love Michael Keaton. I was intrigued by Tim Burton. First time I saw it, I was somewhat mixed. There were elements I liked, but there were elements it's sort of. I had to digest it, but there was something about it that intrigued me, and I wound up seeing it a second time and a third and fourth, and I wound up really, it hooked me, and I wound up really liking it. It's a lot of fun to see it with a big crowd in a movie theater. So they've been talking in the last few years about doing a sequel. I never believed it was going to happen, but evidently the major trades are now reporting as of last night. This is going to happen. Jenna Ortega, who has hit big as the character of Wednesday in Tim Burton's Netflix series, The Addams Family, she's the star of Scream 6, which opens today. She's hosting SNL this weekend. That she's in negotiations to be a major player in this movie, which will bring back Michael Keaton as the title character of Beetlejuice and Winona Ryder as Lydia Deetz. I don't think they're going to bring back Alec Baldwin. I think he might be busy. And Gina Davis. But this movie will happen, and it's hard to believe that this movie came out in 88, which means it's 35 years old. I cannot believe Beetlejuice is 35 years old. And then Michael Keaton's going to reprise one of his signature roles in a sequel that actually will now happen. I'm stunned, Doug. Did I wake up or am I still dreaming? What's the story?
I think you're still dreaming, Tucker. Still dreaming, yes.
Okay.
After all these years.
Are you excited or no?
Not about Scream. I might be excited about Michael Keaton, but I'm certainly not excited about this trash that you think will be number one this week at the box office.
Well, it will. It will be. I mean, it's going to do 50 million plus. Scream 6, by the way. There's also a movie called 65, which I told you had off air, which, by the trailers, this looks like a sort of like a variation on Planet Apes meets Jurassic Park. It stars
Adam Driver,
but the studio sort of dumped it. They had an embargo on reviews until late last night. Reviews are not kind, so I don't think it's going to.
I don't get what he. Why are people so excited about him? He was in Star Wars. He's been in a lot of movies. I don't get.
Can I be blunt about him?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the deal with him. He's a good actor. Okay, and he's very polarizing in the sense that. He's not a great-looking guy, but he's a really good actor. So it depends on what he... I know that's a subjective term, but there's a lot of people that sort of don't like him because they don't think he's that appealing-looking, and there's a lot of people who love him because they like his look and they think he's a really good actor. So I would not cast him as a lead in a dinosaur movie, though, personally.
No.
I wouldn't.
No.
No.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. Okay. All right. So, what else? The Jason Statham movie, Actioner, whatever. We have a lot of the same movies that have been around. Avatar is still sucking money out of the marketplace, right?
Very much so. I mean, Creed, it's going to be interesting to see how Creed 3, which did $58.7 million in its opening weekend last weekend, blew past its tracking of 40. I think word of mouth is going to be, for the most part, pretty good. I would think it'll only drop off 40% or less. So, Creed 3 is going to have a good run. At the box office. Next weekend, we got Shazam, Fury of the Gods, which is getting good reviews. And then after that, another week or two after that, you got John Wick 4, which is getting great buzz. So looks like some good times ahead for theater owners, at least temporarily.
Yeah. All right. Bring back Liam Neeson for some of the other stuff. You know what? One of the things that bringing the Titanic back to theaters, these Metroplexes, made me think... There are a lot of great movies that have been released over the years. Why not do the same thing with a whole bunch of movies?
You would think
that
would work. You would think that would work.
Yeah.
It sounds good on paper, but it doesn't materialize in reality. When people go back to see movies that are years old back in the theater. In retro houses with fanfare, when you celebrate it on an individual theater basis, yes, but not on a mass basis. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work.
Well, it was an idea anyway. Chuck Curry here with Doug Steffen on Good Day at 15.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.